From the KHBT studios, it's time for the Wildcat News, brought to you by Northwest Bank. And now a look into the Humboldt school system on 97.7 The Bolt.
53 degrees, it is 7:20, it is time for Wildcat News, of course. Superintendent Jim Murray is in studio. Good morning, welcome to the end of the school year, and congratulations on another successful school year.
Thank you, Pat. It's a pleasure to be here. I can't believe it, but we are there. We're on the second to last day of school for students. Another year in the books. Yes, pun intended.
Right. I would say let's look back on this last school year and let's talk about some of the accomplishments and all the great things that have happened and maybe some changes too.
Well, the accomplishments, my favorite was a couple of weeks ago when we hosted graduation. You know, when we write all of our goals, it begins with all kids will graduate. We work very hard to get as many as possible to achieve to their potential. So that's certainly our greatest accomplishment, I think, is getting those kids to cross the stage. And then they're ready for their whatever happens after high school. And then I'd say we worked really hard this year on closing the achievement gap for some students who were struggling. And we put great systems in place to offer assistance for that. So I'm proud of that work that we've done. Professional development wise, we worked hard on serving our EL students better. And so in providing more support and accommodations for that subgroup of students that we have. So that would be an accomplishment. That's the academic side of things. Of course, in activity wise, everyone knows here, I'm the Wildcats' biggest fan, and the student activities were amazing all year long, whether it be any sports season or speech or any fine arts activity we have.
How about construction? I know you had worked on the main entrance for a couple of years. Where are we at with construction and what are we going to see upcoming?
Well, we've done a lot in 5 years. This is my fifth year now, and we've accomplished a lot through facility improvements. We opened the front entrance to the high school for sure. We had the gym and the two classrooms at Taft. We've just done a number of projects in the district. Right now, auditorium project is our major project. So we're getting ready to get started here. I think there's a dance performance here this weekend. And after that, we'll get to start gutting it and getting that remodel going so it's ready around October 1st. And then I think folks may see a crane out at the football field right now, or Mason Mock Field out there right now, where the new scoreboard's going up. So we're pretty excited about that. And again, with all of our projects, we've just had a tremendous amount of community support and donations that get us to those projects that just set us apart from others. We want to make ourselves as attractive as possible to folks who want to come into our district.
Activities Director Ryan Ahern was here last week. I don't know that I asked him how big that scoreboard is going to be. Do you recall the dimensions?
I don't recall the exact dimensions, but I want to say it's about 32 feet by 30. It's around that 30 by 19 range or 20.
Okay.
But don't quote me on that.
Yeah.
When you get out there, you'll go, boy, that's big.
That's huge.
But you know, it's going to be exciting to have that. It's just going to add to the game experience, whether that be for the players or the fans. We're able to do some hype videos. We're able to make it more fun and exciting. We're able to do some advertising, which will help pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to add to the game experience. And again, we want to be Humboldt Schools to be regarded as a top-notch place, whether that be academics or whether that be athletics or activities. We want to be strive to be the best we can be all the time.
I would say you are. Well, there's always room for improvement. I'm just so proud of the Humboldt Schools.
There's always room for improvement, continuous improvement for all of us, including me. I can get better at a lot of things. And so we're getting ready for next year. So it's funny how the end of the school year, we're almost working just as hard on next school year, getting all the staffing ready to go for next year. We'll start cleaning the buildings and disinfecting the buildings here as soon as students are out so that they're ready for next year. I don't know. I just think summer brings a chance for our teachers to rest and recover a little bit. Some of them are still work with different jobs, but a chance to recharge. I think it's a challenging profession, but it's a rewarding profession. And I think we have an amazing staff, whether that be teachers or paraeducators, custodians, bus drivers, food service, administrators, directors. It takes a great team to accomplish what we accomplish each year. And it takes a plan that we've all got to put in place. And I can't express how enough how grateful I am to the staff we have in Humboldt and Twin Rivers Community School Districts. We've just got just people who care about kids and people who put kids first before themselves. And sometimes that's a detriment to themselves and their family, but they're just so committed to the profession. So I just think we're fortunate to have the team we have here in at the school district. And then, Pat, we've got amazing school boards, both at Humboldt and Twin Rivers. Those school board members, they put students first. They give us the resources we need to be successful. They also don't micromanage. They allow us to work as a team in the school district to do what's best for kids, and then they support that.
Will you be filling any teachers' positions for the next year?
Yeah, we got quite a few. We got a handful of teachers' positions, so I don't know if I can list all of them, and we'd run out of time on that.
Right.
But right now, we're pretty well staffed for next year. I feel good about the plan we have. We were struggling to find some math support and some language support at the secondary level, but I think we've got a great plan in place for that. I think we're going to be all right staffing-wise for a great start to the school year. I think when we've found these plans to put in place to manage through some areas where we didn't get a lot of apps, I don't think the students are going to notice at school. We're not going to see a cut in any programs and the service that we can provide.
And we have sports coming up, soccer last night, soccer tonight. We've got baseball, softball. I look forward to summer sports, especially baseball, softball. It's a lot of fun.
Well, the evenings are beautiful in Iowa. There's nothing better than being outside, you know, and enjoying the sports activities. Great chance to socialize out there at the field complex. So it's a lot of fun going out to those ball games and seeing our students. And again, the effort they put in and the fun they make it, they're always competing. They always have a chance to win. So it just makes it really enjoyable to go out in the summer. And I love the part where you get to socialize. And it's also a chance where, you know, I put this in my newsletters, but it's if you see me out there and you've got suggestions for how I can better my service to the district or how we can improve our school district, I'd love to hear it because we're always looking to get better.
You are very approachable. All of the teachers are, the school board, very approachable. Again, it just starts with a conversation. Kudos. Kudos to you and the administration and the staff.
Thanks. I need to make sure I pitch our summer food program.
Yeah.
We're offering our summer food program again for families. If you've got students that are kids under the age of 18, doesn't matter who you are and you live within the district, you can pick up summer meals. We'll provide you with 7 days of breakfast and 7 days of lunch for your home. Find our website, call our school, try to get signed up so that you can come drive through Taft Elementary School. And on Mondays, we'll load you up with, I think it's 3 or 4 days of food on Mondays. And we do that from 6 to 8 a.m., 12 to 1, and 4 to 5 to accommodate folks. You just have to register, and then we'll give you enough food for your kids. And then we do it again on Thursday at those same times to get you through the weekend. But what an amazing benefit that is, and a chance for some families where their budgets are really tight to have a little extra money that I would hope that could go towards some family vacation time or some family time together, a family activity. So when you get enough milk or juice or enough breakfast and lunch, that can really help in the grocery area. So hopefully we get a ton of people take advantage of it. They did last summer, but I'm sure we can build the program and provide more support for families.
Definitely a great program. If they want information on that, just call the school.
Call the school. I think it's on the links on our website too, under parents and students. But just call me. I'll get you right where we need to go to get you signed up. But they could call any office, and we can help get them signed up. But I think that's an amazing program, and we want to keep doing it.
You've shared a lot of information. Always positive, and I like that about you. Any closing comments?
No, I just want to thank, you know, it's when you finish the school year and you sit and reflect and you think about what it took to accomplish what we did, I'd left out parents. I think parents and then the students are the most important part of what we do. You've got to work in partnership. So I'm very excited about next year. We got kind of a funky calendar that next year.
Yeah.
Make sure I pronounce the N in that.
Sure.
But we've got a really kooky calendar, I'll say. But
okay.
You know, when the school days, we've got the long Christmas break because Christmas, I think, falls on Wednesday or Thursday next year. And
sure.
So we'll have the 2 weeks off there. And then by law, we can't start school till August 25th. And so we'll start on a Monday next year with the full week of school. So we'll do that again. And Best laid plans. You know, you put the school calendar again together and you hope it fits everybody's needs, but we'll do the early outs on Wednesdays, most of the Wednesdays next year, and try to get as many hours as we can. This might be the first year we've gone past Memorial Day since I've been here. Mm-hmm. So I know you folks out in the real world, it's just another week. But for us, you know, you can feel that internal clock start ticking, time to be done for the school year.
Well, enjoy your summer. Thank you for all your hard work. And that goes for you, the staff, the administration, the school board. It's just great. Humboldt is a great place for education and just like what you're doing. And I'm going to miss Wildcat News now until August.
Yeah, we're going to keep everybody in the dark. So we've got lots of surprises for everybody in August. But it was certainly a pleasure being here.
Yeah, it's just I like it because it's a quick connect with what's happening in the school district. So just part of what we do.
All right.
Part of the deal. Superintendent Jim Murray has been our guest on Wildcat News. Have a good summer.
Thanks. Have a good summer and go Cats.
Classic Hits 97.7 The Bolt. Wildcat News is brought to you by Northwest Bank.